Chapter 7, God has an anointed brand for you. So this is one of the major things that we cover in my sales and marketing mentorship. So my sales and marketing mentorship is a group coaching program, and we meet twice a month. And sometimes these can go long. I've had them go up to 4 hours because I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm there to help whoever needs help. And so, you know, we do what needs to be done. That's it. And so the three areas that we cover in the sales and marketing mentorship is, one, any kind of sabotage. Sometimes it's spiritual. I've literally prayed strongholds off of people and God removed them. And the next month, the person has a breakthrough in their finances. I've seen it not once, but many times, actually. And so we first focus on sabotage, any mindset issues. Then we get into what is their anointed brand. Then we get into what's the execution of that brand. What does it look like content-wise, you know, et cetera. And so if you'd like to learn more about that, you can just enter your information at higdongroup.com/gameplan. Now, usually your anointed brand is going to have to do with helping the person you used to be. So when you've gone through something, it's not like you chose that trauma or abuse or tough time or whatever, but you did go through it. And I know one thing that's very consistent in the Bible is what was meant for evil, God can use for good. So God can actually use the tough stuff that you've been through and use that to actually help you impact more people. And remember, God's nature is to grow you. So don't be surprised if your anointed brand makes you very nervous at first. Now, obviously, you're not to stay nervous your whole career, but you may be called to walk in a brand that you don't feel qualified for, that you don't feel comfortable with, and that would be just like God to do that, to grow you. Now, your brand may have a shelf life. This is a mistake that I've made of feeling like he was calling me to do something for the rest of my life, and the truth is he was calling me to do it in a season. And so, but what doesn't have a season or a shelf life is his nature, and that is to always grow you. And so be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 7.